you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out. It smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't know where you live, but thank you for listening. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are at, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you already know you don't have to push a button or tap or swipe. Just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's really that simple. Man, we've had a fun show already. Thank you to former NFL running back, former Pro Bowler, former Rose Bowl MVP, former Michigan Wolverine, current host on WQAM down in Miami. Thank you to Leroy Horde for joining us. How about this? In another 20 minutes, we're going to have another guest who's going to come through. Ryan Wood. He knows all things Packers for USA Today, Local 5 in Green Bay. So for everybody listening up in Wisconsin, Ryan Wood is going to join us in 20 minutes. We talked about Dylan Cease and his no-hitter. Took a look at Justin Fields getting all the first-team reps today with Russell Wilson out with a calf injury. Talked about Kirk Cousins. He showed up to work. Coming off of that blown Achilles back in October with the Minnesota Vikings. Now on the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins, he's a full go at practice. But he's not going to play a preseason game. He's going to make his full-time pads debut in the regular season opener, unless something happens to his Achilles between now and then. I hope not. I hope not. Talked about Anthony Richardson. Shane Steichen is like, yeah, man, you don't tell Steph Curry not to shoot threes. We're not going to tell our guy not to run. Tell him to run, but tell him to duck. Tell him to get out the way like Ludacris did. Anyway, we got so much more to do. You want to talk to me, you can do it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We also talked about the Dallas Cowboys and just how much of a joke they are. Jerry Jones sat with the media today, and all he did was say nothing. We're all in. We're all in. We're all in. All in. All in. Maybe this man is, maybe he's a parrot. You know, people, they tend to repeat things just over and over again as they get older. That's Jerry Jones at this point. And so he's trying to figure out the contract for Dak, and he's trying to figure out the contract of Micah. He's trying to figure out the contract of CeeDee Lamb, who is not at work. And so he spoke earlier in the day. Not too long ago, Dak Prescott spoke. And for the first time, Dak Prescott pretty much said, there's a reality, there's a world where I continue my career, not as a Dallas Cowboy. Listen to this.
It's a two-way street that they have wants, I have wants. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business, and obviously I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. So, but that end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a business, and you know, when I'm gonna say it, I want to be here. But you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day. May not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is. Be where your feet are. Make the most of it. Be confident in yourself. Make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focus and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally that it's about, you know, being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones and taking it one day at a time and handling the rest when it approaches.
Wow. Whoa. Now that's actually real. Like everything that man just said, he was, you know, we get a lot of professional athletes. They get in front of the media and they're phony. I won't put names out there. Russell Wilson. Hickey, I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
Even on a day when the guy's hurt, still can't avoid the shots.
I can't. We deal with enough phonies and guys who are telling lies, and I get it. It's a part of the business. It's you have to do what's in your best interests, not in the media's best interests, and I dare I say not necessarily in the fans' best interests because, quite frankly, the fans ain't going anywhere. But what you just heard from Dak Prescott, I got to tell you, that man, That was honest. You could hear and feel that everything that Dak Prescott said, that was no BS, man. That was not no BS. This is someone who lost his mom while he was in college. This is someone who, in the pandemic year, his brother took his own life. This is a football player who had to take a look at his own career when his leg snapped on national television, that ankle popped through. Nobody wanted to see that. I did not want to feel it. And he came back, and this man got a $40 million contract, and now it's time to pay him again. Somebody who was an MVP candidate last year, someone who goes to the postseason and, you know, lights it up in the regular season and gets to the postseason, and, well, he got a 2-5 record. Now, having said that, and I've had this conversation with callers and people who hit us up, yeah, okay, we can look at Dak. Dak Prescott is not out there playing defense, okay? He can throw the ball. Let's take a cue from Tom Brady's ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen. My husband cannot pass and catch at the same time. Can't. Dak Prescott can. I guess he'd be Shohei Ohtani of football if he could, but he's not. Maybe Travis Hunter will do it. Probably not, because the wide receivers get paid more. But the fact is, Dak Prescott was honest. And I'm not prepared to go, oh, you know what he said. Oh, you see some of the best quarterbacks of all time put on different uniforms, right? A Joe Montana, a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady. Yeah, Dak, we see that. But here's the difference. You haven't won the big one yet. And you're not at the end of your career, man. You're not ancient. You're not old. This is supposed to be your transition contract. Dak Prescott This man is going to turn 31 years old in a couple of days. About 4 days, he turns 31. Happy early birthday to Dak Prescott. Now, having said that, I appreciate his honesty, his candor. Where would he end up next year? I don't know. In the Dallas Cowboys, I'll put it to you this way. They would be stupid to let this man go anywhere. You really want to, like, just drift into uncharted waters? You don't want to deal and keep in what you're familiar with? Half the damn NFL, probably three-quarters of the NFL, is looking for a quarterback. You have one. Pay him. We've gone through this already. We went through this in 2020. With the Dallas Cowboys, they didn't have to pay. They could have been paying Dak Prescott a little more than, what, 30, 35. But the market kept going up because they waited, and it went up to 40. And now you look at the deals and what quarterbacks are getting, they're getting 55. Give Dak 56, 57. Tell him he can't get 60. And whatever you end up giving him, give it a year, give it 2 years. Patrick Mahomes will jump him again. The market will reset. Whatever he gets is going to look like a deal. And so it's real simple. Do the Dallas Cowboys want to drift into the abyss of grabbing a quarterback? Or do the Dallas Cowboys just want to stick with Dak and run it till the wheels fall off? I think you run it till the wheels fall off, and he's not there yet. He's not the problem. He's not the reason why they are not winning Super Bowls. It's the owner, but we know he ain't going anywhere. And the only way he goes anywhere is not a pleasant thing. Not for him, at least. The Dallas Cowboys, pay Dak Prescott. Come on. Make Micah Parsons wait. Give CeeDee Lamb his money. We know what the dollars and cents are. I'm sure all they're fighting over right now at this point in time is just the guaranteed money. It shouldn't be that complicated. But, hey, it's not me negotiating in the room. I'm just a guy on the radio looking in from the outside. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of people getting money, how about this? We got some news. We got some news from Cincinnati. Ja'Marr Chase, who refuses to say the name of Patrick Mahomes. Ja'Marr Chase is living a life right now. He is at work, but he ain't doing nothing. And he's going to get paid either way, too. He wants a new contract. Justin Jefferson is making $35. We know Joe Burrow's making $55 million. Hickey, would he have dyed his hair blonde if he wasn't making that much money?
Ooh, interesting.
You gotta get the contract and then do stupid things, right?
I guess that's one way to look at it, sure.
Yeah, well, his wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, he's at practice. He's not practicing. I assume he is eating, sitting in the classroom, running on a bicycle, lifting weights. But when it comes to being out there with his teammates, That's not on Ja'Marr Chase's agenda right now. And so his head coach, Zach Taylor, he said, yeah, he ain't practicing, but we have good communication. Good communication.
Unbelievable communication with Ja'Marr, T, Joe, Trey, Sam, BJ, Jermaine, Logan, Mike, Vaughn, Orlando, you know, so you get my point. Like, we've got great communication here with all these guys, and it's been good so far, camp.
What the hell is that supposed to? He's not on the practice field. Like, they could all send stupid memes in a group chat. But that doesn't mean Ja'Marr Chase is on the football field. Yeah, Cincinnati Bengals are a joke. Pay Ja'Marr Chase. It's not that difficult. Give him 34. Give him 33 and just keep it moving from there. Hickey, they should just let me come through and do these negotiations. This just makes no sense.
I get not wanting to pay T. Higgins. I get that.
Well, we get that.
But, like, what are you doing, Ja'Marr Chase? You have one headache on your hand with T. Higgins. Why would you create a second one when you know you're going to pay him? There's no doubt about Ja'Marr Chase being on this team for the long term. And like the Cowboys are kind of learning the lesson painfully right in front of you, the longer you wait, the more expensive it becomes. Why would you wait when you know the answer is going to be you're going to extend him eventually?
It's the Bengals. They charge their players for water and Gatorade. I mean, come on.
Right, but if you're going to be, if you are a cheap organization, then that, if anything, only just drives home the point of get it done now. It's only the price is only going up. If you waited to pay Joe Burrow, guess what? You have probably pay him $60 million if you waited till, let's say, this past offseason instead of last year. Yeah. You wait for Ja'Marr Chase next year. I mean, could it be $40 million? It might.
Their owner, how old is, what do you say? He's almost 90 years old. And forget the owner. Hickey, let's put it this way. Their general manager is almost 90 years old, okay?
Oh, man.
What else are we supposed to do? I'm just saying. I'm sure he relies a lot on his executive vice president of football operations. All these teams are just, and everybody wonders why they all got to chase around the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that nobody wants to say Patrick Mahomes' name. And by the way, you got Ja'Marr Chase who doesn't want to say the name of Patrick Mahomes. And then meanwhile, you got the Las Vegas Raiders. Hickey, did you see them playing with a Kermit the Frog version of Mahomes? Did you see that?
I did. I did.
Like, come on.
The total opposite approach, huh?
Like, that's loser stuff. I get it. You're having fun. Like, one guy doesn't want to say the guy's name. Doesn't even want to talk about the team. The other one, the Raiders, are playing with a Kermit the Frog Muppet of Patrick Mahomes. Like, y'all are the Raiders. Like, try to win some football games. Like, stop worrying about Patrick Mahomes unless you got to face the guy. And just chill out. You know, Patrick Mahomes, he's taking mental notes of all of this, and he's laughing, and then he's going, okay, when I see you on the field, I'm going to light your ass up. As simple as that. Like, if you're the Raiders, that cannot be Antonio. You think Antonio Pierce approves that of that? Does he?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, come on. That's a former player mentality. That's why.
I will say, to their credit, last year.
At the end?
They did go into Arrowhead, fearless, and I think that was one of the reasons why they won that game. Now, could you say it's a fluke? Could you say that you could rely on that performance again this year, not once but twice? Seems like a stretch. But that fearlessness did help at least them win last year.
Win enough to have an important game.
Fair.
Win enough to have a more important game. Win enough to have more of an important game against the Chiefs where it matters to both of you and not just you. Patrick Mahomes is just, the Raiders are a bunch of losers. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. It's the JR Sportry Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat with someone. Well, he's not a loser. And he is someone who witnessed the Green Bay Packers smack up them Cowboys last year. We're going to be joined by Ryan Wood from USA Today and Local 5 in Green Bay, because it looks like the Packers know what they're doing. They're going to give Jordan Love an extension sooner than later. We'll get an update on the other side. The JR Sportry Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, we heard from Dak Prescott coming to the realization, at least sharing it publicly, that he may not be with the Cowboys past this season. But we're going to go further north. We're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers, the team that eliminated the Dallas Cowboys from the postseason last year. Smacked them up. They don't have an issue with their quarterback. It appears that they're getting ready to sign him to a long term extension. To talk about the Packers, Jordan Love, what their future might look like this upcoming season, we are being joined by Ryan Wood, who covers the Packers for USA Today, as well as Local 5 in Green Bay. Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. You know, let's be honest. It's hard to beat summer Wisconsin, so it's a real low bar. I think my neighbors are rooting for the Packers. I think they're good, too, but that can change quickly. We'll have to see how long this Jordan Love hold-in lasts.
Well, it appears that we got a little bit of news that it gets closer and closer. We are at the end of the week. Do you think we might get an announcement as soon as tomorrow, or should we stretch it a little bit longer?
It could happen at any point, right? And we don't know when it will come down, but we know tomorrow is really the first deadline. I mean, they start their padded work tomorrow. And until tomorrow, it's all been – first 3 days of camp aren't really training camp. It's an extension of the off-season program, which is what Jordan Love has already been through. He did all the off-season program, the OTAs, the mini camp. Missing the first 3 days of camp is nothing. But once the padded work starts happening in training camp, that's the lifeblood of your preparation for the NFL season. That's real football that's missed at that point. So I do think that Friday's really the first real deadline. It's not a hard deadline, right? I mean, week one's the hardest deadline. I don't think it's going to last anywhere near that long. It would be high red alert levels all over Wisconsin if it did. But I think that it could happen at any point. What we know is that it's going to get done. This is going to get done. It's probably going to get done sooner than later. And once it's done, it'll be forgotten pretty quickly.
Yeah, Ryan Wood is joining us from USA Today. Is Jordan Love, do you believe he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the game when it comes to year to year?
Well, here's another thing we know, right? Again, Jordan Love did everything in the offseason program. And at the onset of camp, his side felt like they weren't close enough for him to be on the practice field. And this is a mere formality. He's got to sign the paperwork. He's probably out there Monday on the practice field, just like he was in June and May, right? But there was further to go. It would not be a surprise at all if the Packers, they're not questioning, they're not sitting around wondering if Jordan Love is the quarterback of the future. They know he's their franchise guy. It wouldn't be surprising at all if it was a set-the-market type of request from their side, and we'll have to see where they come down. Where's the compromise? Where's the middle that they finally reached an agreement? Will that be setting the market to be determined? But I'm absolutely the initial request, at least. If you're Jordan Love, you feel like you should be setting the market. You waited 3 years. You were the good soldier behind Aaron Rodgers. You bet on yourself last season. It was a shaky start, but the last 2 months of the season, you were as good as just about any quarterback in the NFL, right, this side of Patrick Mahomes. I would imagine that he absolutely feels like he should be setting the market.
Ryan, well, you talk about how they started versus how they finished with a record of 6-2. Packers are not going to be sneaking up on anybody this year. There are a lot of expectations even in their own division. You have Super Bowl contenders. People are excited about a rookie quarterback with the Bears. How do you think that the Packers are going to live up to these expectations? Would anybody be shocked if there were a little bit of a regression?
Wouldn't be surprising. You're absolutely right. They're sneaking up on nobody. Last year was a shock. Nobody saw that coming, and especially nobody saw that coming around week 8, right, when they're sitting sub 500 and look dead in the water. Nobody saw how that season was going to end. They're not shocking anybody. They are a shortlist contender to win the NFC going into the 2024 season, but they're also every bit as young as they were a year ago. I mean, this is another bloated draft class that Brian Gutekunst brought in. He believes in having a young roster. They got experience, but there's a lot of youth too. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this very young team handles being the favorite now. They handle being the plucky upstart as well as you could possibly hope for if you're a Packers fan. How do they handle being a favorite? And I go back to the very end of this past season when they just gotten back from San Francisco, disheartening loss on the doorstep of the NFC Championship game appearance. And Matt LaFleur, the first thing he says in his season-ending remarks is 2024 is not going to be 2023. Everything that you thought you knew is about to change because now you're going to be the hunted. You're going to be a favorite. It'll be very interesting to see how they handle that role.
And Packers beat writer Ryan Wood is here with us. You talk about some of the changes. Out is an Aaron Jones. In is a Josh Jacobs. They get Xavier McKinney over from the New York Giants. You lose a John Runyon out east as well. What's the biggest offseason adjustment?
Well, big change. They're going from a 3-4 defense, which they've been for more than a decade, to a 4-3 defense with new defense coordinator Jeff Hafley. And, okay, it's going to be a nickel defense like all 31 other teams in the league. Everyone plays nickel, two linebackers on the field, but it's still an adjustment. And even the defensive line, you know, the defensive end's got their hand in the ground now. Instead of being 3-4 outside linebackers on the edge, there's less field vision, but their job is they're not dropping as much in coverage. They're going to be rushing after the passer. All these fine nuances that go in a scheme change are things that this defense, which over the years, is not the Packers historically on defense, have not held up their end of the bargain. They've had some really good quarterbacks, really good offense, put up a lot of points. The defense from year to year has been shaky. That's the side of the ball that they need more out of. This is a very promising, very exciting young offense, obviously led by Jordan Love. But what they can get from their defensive side and can they match the offense, that's in a lot of ways going to determine how far they go this season, whether they can make a run to the Super Bowl. So anytime there's a scheme change, and it's just at the early start of training camp, we haven't seen much of it yet. But anytime there's a scheme change, obviously there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on that.
Well, Ryan, you talk about the expectations for the team. What is the fan base looking towards? I mean, where's the disappointment level? Would they be happy enough just to get to the play? Oh, we made it again. Now we got to keep rolling. Like, people in Wisconsin thinking championship game, what are they looking for?
You know, the rift on Title Town is entitled town. If you're a Packers fan, you feel like you should be going to the Super Bowl every year. That's just the way it is. 13-time world champions. This has been a very jaded fan base in terms of you expect to win. That's just the expectation. Three decades of Hall of Fame quarterback play, and the 1 year in 2023 when it was supposed to be a rebuild, it wasn't a rebuild. You're in the NFC divisional round playoffs with a lead in the fourth quarter in San Francisco. So, yeah, the fan base is absolutely expecting that, okay, there was that transition that was about half a season in 2023, and here you are. And when you look at it, once Jordan Love is back, you can make an argument that there's not a better quarterback in the NFC than at least the 2 months that he put on film to end last season. And if you're going into a season with potentially the best quarterback in a conference, you're expected to make a Super Bowl run. You're expected to be a favorite, and that's where they find themselves. So, yes, there could absolutely be regression. Sophomore slumps are a thing. They exist for a reason. But the Packers are internally, they have very high expectations. I think they're matched on the outside with their fan base.
Wow. Ryan Wood is joining us from USA Today. Last question, where do you think they're going to end up?
I think they're a year away still. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they were as hot as could be last year. There's a lot of young talent on this team. I saw the entire rise. It wouldn't surprise me if they did win the conference. There's a lot of really good competition in this conference, including in their own division with Detroit, which I think is a very fine football team. I think they're a year away from stamping a trip to a Super Bowl. If the natural progression follows, it took Aaron Rodgers 3 years. 2008 was his first year starting. 2010, they won the Super Bowl. But I think they're on the short list. I mean, it's going to be they're going to be playing meaningful games in January, and we'll have to see where it all shakes out.
And spoiled Packers fans. And they don't even got to deal with Aaron Rodgers anymore. Spoiled, Ryan, spoiled.
It's a good life. When you go Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, you get used to some winning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's some 12-year-old right now who's getting ready to get the arm warmed up in about 15 years or so. I could see that happening. Hey, Ryan, where can people follow you and all of your work, man?
PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ryan. Hey, enjoy the rest of the summer as much as you can, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. Winter is coming, and it gets cold here. So absolutely, the summer's great.
What's the high, Ryan? Was it like 85, 80?
Oh, it feels about 80 degrees. You know, I don't know what the number got up to today, but it's about perfect. Summer weather in Wisconsin that's where it's at. It gets very different in January and February, but July and August, it feels great.
Yeah, I know those negative temperatures will be hovering. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, take care.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And Jordan Love's contract is expected to be done sooner than later. And there's a possibility, a high possibility, that when Jordan Love gets paid, he is making more money per year than any quarterback in the NFL. We'll see how long it lasts, but first, let's see what the deal looks like.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, reporter for USA Today, covers them on Local 5 in Green Bay. We all count down. It looks like Jordan Love is going to get paid by the Green Bay Packers. It's just a matter of when. It's being said that it's very, very soon. And how much? It could be the most money paid per year to a quarterback in NFL history for a guy who finished the season 6-2 and didn't start off all that hot. But it's not how you start. It's how you finish. Yeah, you said it for me. Thank you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. With all this crazy Dallas Cowboys news, RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys, he's going to come through and join us next hour. As Dak Prescott has admitted, this could be his very last season. Jerry Jones continues to say crazy things, and thus is life. Let's go to Abraham. Abraham is calling from Buffalo, New York. Abraham, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Oh, JR, you're a busy guy, so I assume you didn't get a chance to watch the rugby playoffs this past weekend.
Hell to the no.
Wow.
To the no.
Well, you were talking about Dallas, and that's what reminded me, because the Dallas Jackals upset the Houston SaberCats, and
wait. Hold on. What are the teams called?
Well, the Dallas the Jackals.
Okay.
Dallas Jackals.
The Jackals.
Yep, they were the 4 seed in the West.
Did you say Thunder? Did you say Thundercats?
SaberCats.
Oh, Saber! I was like, they can't use Thundercats. That's copyrighted.
No, SaberCats.
Okay, good.
SaberCats were pretty dominant in the regular season, and they were the 1 seed in the West, but they fell to the 4.
Not really. Okay, great. Did you watch?
I did. I did. It was a great game.
It was on YouTube or what?
No, it's on the Rugby Network. They got a website and an app. And
you pay $5.99 or you pay $10.99?
It is a free membership for all the MLR content.
Oh, my God.
You can subscribe, and then they have the Gallagher Premiership, which is the European League.
Boy. Okay.
But it's free for all the Major League stuff.
How did you think I was going to watch it?
Well, it was on FS2.
Man, I was watching Team USA play Sudan, man. South Sudan. Come on.
Well, maybe this weekend. Maybe the conference championships. Maybe you'll catch that.
No, Abraham. I will be I'll be playing baseball next to Mariano Rivera and Bernie Williams.
Well, I'll have to call you next week and tell you what happens then.
Oh, well, spare yourself the time, okay, Abraham? Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, you have a good night, JR.
You as well, Abraham. Thank you for calling from Buffalo. Hickey, pop quiz. What were the two teams?
The SaberCats and the Thunder and Lightning?
I don't know either.
Let me tell you, Abraham is not doing himself many favors there by talking about how you watch it. And you got to go to a specific app that's free for members.
The Rugby Network, is that what he said?
And then, of course, it's on FS2. Like, you're scrolling by and just, FS2 is on the short list of channels if you're FS2? Just going to scroll through.
Man, I don't know if I've ever watched FS2. I barely watch FS1. It's SaberCats and the Power Kitties. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a cartoon of Power Kitties. I know that.
Now imagine watching European rugby.
No, they got real names. Oh, no. No. New Zealand English. Hickey, it sounds bad. Tell me if I sound anti-American, okay? I'm going to get in trouble. Prepare yourself.
Oh, boy.
Here we are. Is it bad that if you told me, hey, American team, like when I think rugby, I don't think USA. I think New Zealand. I think England. I think Australia. I don't think America. Like if you told me I'm going, oh, all blacks. I'm like, they going to whoop up on everybody. I'm not thinking about our domestic rugby. Who's thinking? We got American football. Was that un-American? Not really.
No, I think that's realistic. I think that's fair. I mean, I couldn't even name you a second country. I know you listed a few, so I would just steal from you. But like, if you asked me outside of the All Blacks, name another rugby team or name another team or a country that's good at rugby, I have no idea.
No, I don't know. No.
Couldn't list you a second one.
Listen, I know the All Blacks. I couldn't tell you another team. I don't know. Who do they play? I don't know.
No idea. I just know they're really good.
I don't know.
What league are they in? No idea. Who do they play? No idea. Name a player. No, I couldn't do that.
Listen, this is like saying, it's like asking a casual basketball fan, are you going to go see the Globetrotters? They go, yeah. Who are they going to play? What's the name of that team that they always? Nobody knows the Generals. Nobody. They're there to get beat. Nobody knows. Well, thank you. What was the gentleman's name? Anthony from Buffalo?
Abraham.
See, look at me. Damn. My bad, Abraham. My bad. I forgot the two teams he meant. The Sabercats. And the whatever else. I don't know. Yeah, I won't.
Who won?
I don't
know. There was an upset. I know that.
I don't know. He said there's going to be a conference championship this weekend.
We're not at the championship game yet, huh?
During the Olympics. I think people are going to be preoccupied watching some other things.
That's a good point. If I'm going to watch rugby, I'm going to at least watch rugby in the Olympics, not MLR.
Is that what it is? Major League Rugby?
I'm assuming so.
Listen, I'll support Major League Rugby if they give me a t-shirt.
That's all it takes, huh?
Just give me a t-shirt.
Cheap date.
I need the t-shirt shot from Steve Ballmer's scoreboard cannon. That's what I need, man. Thank you, Abraham. We appreciate you. And you know what? Hey, speaking of Team USA, man, we got some words. They have finally touched down in Paris. They took the train. Good for them, Eurostar. And saved the economy. Well, not the economy, the environment. They arrived. And Steve Kerr, he had some words for Team USA now that they officially start play on Sunday against Serbia. Listen to this.
We have another level. I think we have another two levels that we can get to. It's a collaboration always. So we can show the strategic stuff on the tape. You know, a walkthrough. We can show them, hey, you know, let's do this, let's do that. Let's learn personnel. You know, we got to know the shooters, know the non-shooters, all that stuff. So that's where we can help them. Where they can help themselves is just effort and energy, play after play after play. This is different. This is not an 82-game season. They're not going to play 125 games total with preseason and playoffs and all that. It's literally six games. And watching the tape, we're jogging through some possessions. We're not hitting bodies on box outs. And so it's time. It's time to lock in on that. And as I said, that's for all of us, coaches and players.
Oh, good for them. But the coaches and players, it's the players out there playing. Like, let's be real. LeBron James could coach the team if he wanted to. He probably is. Well, not really. Enough coaches standing around. And why do they need all these guys, all these bright minds? Do you really need Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra? And I mean, come on. That's a lot. It's overkill. Just let me know if Kevin Durant is going to play. You know what? I guess he is. There's a video, not a video, but there's a photo that's been going viral where Anthony Edwards is dunking on Kevin Durant in practice. Now, if Kevin Durant is A, practicing enough to get dunked on by Anthony Edwards, then I'm going to assume that he's fine. And Kevin Durant tweeted out that he tried. He said, I tried, Jennifer, which is alluding to C.J. McCollum trying to win a playoff game. And speaking of Durant, you know, Joel Embiid basically said everybody on the team, some of these guys are older, including Kevin Durant and LeBron James, of course. And Kevin Durant said, yeah, we're older, but let's be real. When you get older, you get wisdom and things change and you figure out a way to get better. Listen to Durant.
We're all different as we get older, and you know, but the thing about greatness is that you adjust and find ways to continue to be effective. And that's what LeBron has done at that age. You know, he's not running and jumping the same way as he was when he was 25, 26 years old, but he's still jumping pretty high, you know, and running pretty fast, you know. So I think he's, of course, we're older players and we got mileages on our body, but we figure out ways to be effective, just as Joe has, as he's gone through injuries and going through his trials throughout the league as well, his obstacles throughout the league as well. You adjust and adapt. That's what makes you a great player.
You know, Hickey, remember we heard from Joel Embiid yesterday. He said he's probably the most hated guy in the NBA. Maybe this is why. Maybe he should not, like, talk. Maybe he just stop. Reasonable expectation? No?
No, I think so. And that was really weird. Like, that's, I know it's tough because there's a lot going on last weekend, so it did kind of get buried. But that just, it was such a weird thing for him to say. As the, you know, Olympics are about to start, as, I mean, he himself at the time, last week at least, was struggling to kind of hold that starting spot in the lineup with his health issues as well in the past. That was such a weird comment. And, I mean, look, Kevin Durant's not the person to say something because we know he's not confrontational. But I would bet somebody, maybe a few guys, been like, what the hell are you doing?
LeBron probably rolled his eye. Like, what are you talking about, bro? What are you saying right now? Like, go play for Team France. Like, what are you doing?
Go to Cameroon.
Yeah, go.
Out of here.
Yeah, go help Cameroon get into the Olympics. What are you doing over here? Like, that was an odd thing to say. It's like, oh, everybody thinks we're going to beat everybody up, but, you know, some of our guys are, oh, LeBron is not the LeBron. Like, what are you saying? What? Joel Embiid hasn't found the button that just goes, wait a minute, wait. Don't say that. Like, he hasn't found that button. Has it? Like, I have that button. Hickey, you have that button. We talk for a living, though. Joel Embiid, you don't have that button. He doesn't know when to not put his foot in his mouth. I said this yesterday. I cannot wait for Joel Embiid to put his foot in his mouth. I can't wait for the fans in Philly to get sick of Paul George and his podcast. I can't wait for the fans in Philadelphia to get sick of McCain and his TikTok dances. I'm really, really looking forward to this. The 76ers are going to look like a beautiful disaster. It's going to be a fun ride. At least you got the Eagles. They'll be fine. Unless Hertz and Sirianni really hate each other, too. Should be fun. And then Bryce Harper, you got him. He's good. Until he needs, like, another elbow surgery. I'm sorry. It's the JR Sportbury Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Bryce Harper will be healthy. He'll be fine. He's not Mike Trout, okay? We come back on the other side. You know, we'll give you a summation of everything that's going on. We're going to hear from RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. And then we got details on the NBA, the new deals and stuff. I'll tell you what's going on. The JR Sportbury Show. Don't move.